dear friends, the gospel, at least three places within the short space, we hear, do not worry, three times. Do not worry. Do not be afraid comes 365 times in the entire Bible. Every day morning when you get up, the Bible says, do not worry, do not be afraid. 365 times the Bible has, do not be afraid, do not worry. Three times it comes in today's gospel. Now what happens in the Middle East, we know. There are hundreds and thousands of people in several countries, lot of problems. In Libya, thousands of people are killed, it's according to the reports. There are a lot of problems now at the moment. At this juncture in history, the world is facing some sort of, I wouldn't say what to say, but then the Lord tells us, do not worry about tomorrow. In that part of the world, our own friends, four of them, particularly Jean, Adam and Scott, they were there. You know for what they were there? I got an email from a friend from Washington. They had made a yacht to carry the Bible. They have spent the money, made the boat, the yacht, to keep the Bible, and they bought Bible for thousands of dollars from Washington, American Bible Society, and they were distributing wherever they went to different places. When I got that email, I was simply touched by them. They are the missionaries. They were killed. They were killed. Now, the gospel and the killing, I don't know how to say, do not worry. How can I say to the family members, do not worry, they have been killed, how to say? But the Lord has a meaning. The Lord has a way. In the first reading we heard, even if the mother, the child is taking milk from the mother, even if the mother forgets the child in her arms, I will not forget you. I will not forget you. God will never forget. God has given us promises. He will never ever forget the promises that he has given to us. All the promises will be fulfilled in our own lifetimes. So we need not worry about it. That's why the Lord says, do not worry. And the beautiful image of Isaiah, before the birth of Jesus, about 600, 700 years ago, he writes this, prophet Isaiah. In those days, even in the Jewish background and the culture, women had no place. But Isaiah writes, even if a mother forgets a child in her arms, God will never forget. That is motherly love of God the Father. God has a motherly love. We have been always talking about fatherly love, it's true. But it is more, Isaiah comes with the motherly love of God. Something tremendous. There are some scholars reflect on these days. Something beautiful to reflect on. We need not worry about anything. God will take care of us. When we hear that, our Lord comes and says, you cannot serve both God and mammon, wealth, money. This is a problem. This is a problem. I know all of you here, 100% perfectly, you believe in God, you trust in God, that's why you are here, otherwise you won't be here. You will be watching maybe Oscars or something else. I'm not saying those who have gone to watch Oscars are not believing in God. But what I'm saying, it is very, very important. They may watch the awards there, but you are receiving rewards here. You are receiving rewards here. This is much more important for life. Now, God and money. Money makes many things. Money makes many things. Everybody opens their mouth for money. For God, they close the mouth. They're afraid, they don't pray, they don't. Now, a couple, all of a sudden, the gentleman had a heart attack. And he was admitted in the hospital. And in the hospital, doctors gave him good treatment and he was recovering, he's getting all right. At that time, the wife got a good news that he got $1 million lottery. The doctor has told her, don't tell anything exciting. You will collapse. You will collapse. So, no sad news, no big joyful news. Everything must be told very gently, softly, because he is undergoing treatment. So the wife was perturbed. How to tell this? So she went and approached the pastor. Pastor, please come and help. Not our pastor anyway. Pastor, please come and tell my husband that he has got 1 million lottery. He has won. So the pastor came and then he prayed over, blessed and all that. And he said, how are you? Oh, fine. So going on well. You see, supposing you get about $10,000. $10,000, what will you do? He asked him. Oh, pastor, what is there? I have to settle some accounts first. I will settle that. Supposing you have $500,000. Oh, I got some grandchildren for their marriage. I will spend and family and all that for my daughters, granddaughters. I will give that. Oh, very good. Supposing you have $1 million lottery, what will you do? And the patient, he said, I will give you half of it. The pastor died. On hearing that, the pastor died. My dear friends, money makes many things. People are worried about money. That's why the Lord is very, very clear in his teaching. Very clear. You cannot serve both God and mammon. You have to give time to God. Believe in God. Trust in God. Keep first God in our focus, in our mind and heart. That's why the last sentence says, first seek the kingdom of God. In Egypt, 2 weeks ago, there was a lot of boards, signboards and messages, television, everywhere we saw 3 words. You know what? Bread, social justice, liberty. We want bread. We want justice. We want freedom. They just put it like this. They were standing. And these words are found where? In the Constitution of America. In the Constitution of America, the first line, it is there. Liberty, justice, equality, solidarity to all the people. It comes from where? Christian principles, Christian doctrine. Inspired by Christian doctrines, they wrote that. Today, they are reflecting poor people. Today, probably they will get it, we hope. This is there in our own constitution in this country. It must be lived and practiced. And for that, the Lord gives us some ways and means. We have been given justice, freedom, equality. Let us practice it. Let us practice it. We need to trust in the Lord. We need to trust in the Lord. That's why the lot of examples. Look at the birds in the air, lilies in the field. They don't care. The Heavenly Father takes care of them. The Lord was like a poet, like a natural poet, agricultural poet, quoting the birds and the flowers, natural. And he talks to them, tells them, trust. You don't have to worry about what to eat, what to drink, what to wear. Heavenly Father will take care of you. Niagara Falls, many of you would have seen. I have seen once, I happened to see. It's a beautiful falls. Some years ago, one gentleman called Franklin, he crossed from one end to the other end, tied a rope, took a rod, and he crossed without any support. There were thousands of people down, not in the water side, not in the water, they were there watching. And he got up and said, do you believe I can cross? They said, yes. They were doubting. Before crossing, they were doubting. Yes, yes, you try. So he went there. He crossed. Everybody clapped their hands. Everybody was so happy. Afterwards, he said, you have seen, I have crossed. Will any one of you will come and sit on my shoulder? I will take you back. No, no way, no way. We believe you have crossed, but I can't come and sit on your shoulder. But one guy by name Henry, he said, yes, I will try. He came up and he sat on his shoulder, on the shoulder of Franklin. And he began to cross. In the middle, when they were going, Henry began to dwindle. He was dancing. He was afraid. He looked down so deep. He was perturbed, worried, worried. He might fall. And Franklin said, do not worry. I will take care of you. Do not worry. You look up. I will take care of you. He crossed the other side. That's what the Lord is telling us today. Do not worry. I will take you. Be with me. Come with me. Walk with me. Talk to me. I will take care of you. I will protect you. I will save you. That's the first reading. That's the gospel. That's what St. Paul tells in the gospel, in his second letter, second reading. God knows our intentions. My dear friends, how we can trust in the Lord? There are a few ways. One is prayer, meditation, contemplation, doing something good, something positive. Wish well, all is well. Believe in God, trust in God, pray to God every day, things will go well.